Hey, everybody. This is the Intimacy Podcast for the Million Dollar Man. I'm your host, Rhonda Farr. Let's talk about something that you might be wondering. Why does the Million Dollar Man need an intimacy podcast just for him? Why isn't the intimacy podcast for all the people out there who want deeper connections and deeper relationships physically and emotionally? I'm so glad you asked. So here's the thing about high performers and high achievers. They often learn in their childhood that external validation is what keeps them valuable. Now, when I say valuable, what I mean by that is it keeps our place in our tribe, our family of origin. Your primitive brain is very, very concerned with tribal safety. We are tribal animals as humans. That's how we survive, by being in a group of people who looks out for the good of all involved. Now, for overachievers and those who excel in career and business, they often learn very early in life that they can earn a lot of accolades, that people will be really proud of them and speak kindly about them and very positively to them when they are achieving and earning and excelling. Now, what is once adaptive in our lives, such as, you know, finding our place as a child, feeling like we really have a spot, we're very valuable to the tribe, can also become very maladaptive in our adult relationships. What do I mean by that? I was actually talking to a client today. He is a very high achiever, multi-million dollar earner, and I explained to him how he is able to excel in his business with a lot of competency. And he's not only competent in his career and business, but he's unconsciously competent. Now, what that means is he has a mindset that just drives him. He's able to do things without a lot of thought or without a lot of willpower that other people can't do. We call this unconscious competence. You might say, oh, I'm just a natural at it. Or that guy, he just knows how to do it. Nobody had to teach him. He knows how to do it. So when we're unconsciously competent in something, what we are tempted to also do is apply that same skill set unconsciously to other areas of our lives. What works in the business often sabotages emotional and physical connection and intimacy in our closest relationships. Can you see how? When we go home, wives don't like to be solved. They don't like for you to use that critical eye that makes you so good at pointing out what could be better and what could be more efficient at work. They don't like to be the target or the subject of your critical eye. When you take that same skill set that allows you to thrive in your business and you turn that eye toward your spouse or your children, what happens is the person you love the most starts to feel like a disappointment to you. They feel like they can never measure up. They might say to you, I am not a problem to be solved. I am not your career. Please check that at the door. And while intellectually we might understand why that is true, our subconscious mind keeps us unconsciously trying to apply the same skill set at home, okay? It's like we just move into it without even recognizing it. Now, when that happens, we fall into this dynamic that neither of you will feel chosen or desired. Neither of you will feel accepted as you are. And let me tell you why that happens. When you bring your skill set of solving and fixing and that critical eye that works so well for you in your business home to your wife, she starts feeling like, I'm not good enough. Every time I try to do something, he thinks he knows how to do it better. He tries to tell me what he would do instead of seeing who I am and seeing my strengths. Okay? Has this ever happened to you? Can you think of some areas where your partner has said this to you? Okay, now here's what happens. She is feeling like a disappointment. She's feeling like she can't measure up, and no matter what she does, it's not up to your standards. Maybe you're just moving too fast for her. Maybe sometimes to you, maybe she feels like she's too slow and she like can't keep up with your momentum. That's another common dynamic I see. But when she starts to feel like a disappointment and that she can't be herself, then she kind of closes down. And then she gets a little resentful that she never feels good enough. And then when she feels resentful, it's really hard for her to choose and desire you. So you start feeling like she's pulling back. You can feel her pull away emotionally and a lot of times physically as well. So she's feeling like a disappointment, and then she starts to harbor this frustration and resentment that she can't be herself. Then what happens when you start to map her pulling away and you can feel that distance between you, you start to feel resentment oftentimes. It's like, I work so hard, I'm providing everything for her, I'm doing everything I thought I was supposed to do, everything she wanted me to do, these were our dreams, she has no idea what it's like to provide this home and this lifestyle that I provide, and now she doesn't even want me, she doesn't even desire me, so you start to breed resentment as well. And then we get into this dynamic. You aren't feeling appreciated for what you bring to the family and the relationship. You aren't feeling seen and desired for how hard you work and all that you offer. And then when you feel that way, you might push and force more, which in turn causes her to pull away and resent more, which in turn causes you to try to coerce and use your problem solving and fix it skills even more. Can you see how we're on the hamster wheel now? We keep perpetuating what we don't want. The skill set that allows you to thrive professionally and earn all these external accolades and money and all the things, if applied unconsciously to your relationships, will sabotage the thing you crave the most. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not blaming everything on you. If your wife had a podcast and I were talking to her, I would help her to understand her part in this as well. We're not blaming you, but we're just showing you the dynamic. Somebody has to step off of this hamster wheel and start doing things in a different way. So I want you to pause for a moment and think about, where do you see this happening in your life? What are some specific examples that you can think of where you've felt this dynamic come into play? Intimacy is being sabotaged when we try to force and coerce it. Your partner cannot choose you if you try to control them, if you try to fix them. It's impossible. Choice is agency. And when we try to fix and coerce and control, we literally take away agency for both of you. Even if your wife follows through on the actions that you want her to, even if she moves toward you in action, it won't be fulfilling to you because she's doing it out of obligation and coercion, and you will map that in her. Even if you come to her and say the quote, right things with that feeling or undercurrent of resentment in your tone or in the way you approach her, she will not feel chosen by you. So when we're talking about the approach to intimacy with high performers and high achievers, we have to recognize that we cannot force, we cannot coerce, and we can't go into the relationships that we love the most with the same skill set that we try to use in our businesses. It just won't work. If you want more insight into this, I'm going to drop a link to my most talked about episodes of how high achievers get into trouble in their relationships. So go ahead and check that out below if you want to learn more. And next week, we are going to dive further into the millionaire man and why intimacy can take a little bit of a different look for high performers like you.